You have my admiration. Breaking an arm, oof, that was a masterstroke.
That was an accident.
Really? And I've already commended you in your official report.
It's too strong. It makes that other little bastard into a hero. It could screw up training for a lot of kids. I thought Ender might call for help.
Call for help? I thought that was what you valued most in him, that he settles his own problems. When he's out there surrounded by an enemy fleet, there ain't gonna be nobody to help him if he calls.
Who would have guessed the little sucker'd be out of his seat, and that he'd land just wrong against the bulkhead?
Mm-hmm. Just one more example of the stupidity of the military. If you had any brains, you'd be in a real career, like selling life insurance.
You too, mastermind.
Hey, we just gotta face the fact that we're second rate, with the fate of humanity in our hands. Gives you a delicious feeling of power, doesn't it? Especially because this time if we lose, there won't be any criticism of us at all.
I never thought of it that way. But let's not lose.
See how Ender handles it. If we've already lost him, if he can't handle this, who next? Who else?
I'll make up a list.
In the meantime, figure out how to unlose Ender.
I told you, his isolation can't be broken. He can never come to believe that anybody will ever help him out. Ever. If he once thinks that there's an easy way out, he's wrecked.
You're right. That would be terrible. If he believed he had a friend.
He can have friends. It's parents he can't have.
Oh.
The other boys had already chosen their bunks when Ender arrived. Ender stopped in the doorway of the dormitory, looking for the sole remaining bed. The ceiling was low. Ender could reach up and touch it. A child-sized room with the bottom bunk resting on the floor. The other boys were watching him, corner-wise. Sure enough, the bottom bunk right by the door was the only empty bed. For a moment, it occurred to Ender that by letting the others put him in the worst place, he was inviting later bullying. Yet he couldn't very well oust someone else. So he smiled broadly. "Hey, thanks," he said, not sarcastically at all. He said it as sincerely as if they had reserved for him the best position. "I thought I was going to have to ask for a low bunk by the door." He sat down and looked in the locker that stood open at the foot of the bunk. There was a paper taped to the inside of the door. "Place your hand on the scanner at the head of your bunk and speak your name twice." Ender found the scanner, a sheet of opaque plastic. He put his left hand on it and said, "Ender Wiggin, Ender Wiggin." The scanner glowed green for a moment. Ender closed his locker and tried to reopen it. He couldn't. Then he put his hand on the scanner and said, "Ender Wiggin." The locker popped open. So did three other compartments. One of them contained four jumpsuits like the one he was wearing and one white one. Another compartment contained a small desk, just like the ones at school. So they weren't through with studies yet. It was the largest compartment that contained the prize. It looked like a spacesuit at first glance, complete with helmet and gloves, but it wasn't. There was no airtight seal. Still, it would effectively cover the whole body. It was thickly padded. It was also a little stiff. And there was a pistol within. A laser gun, it looked like, since the end was solid, clear glass. But surely they wouldn't let children have lethal weapons. "Not laser," said a man. Ender looked up. It was one he hadn't seen before, a young and kind-looking man. "But it has a tight enough beam, well-focused. You can aim it and make a 3-inch circle of light on a wall 100 meters off." "What's it for?" Ender asked. "One of the games we played during recreation. Does anyone else have his locker open?" The man looked around. "I mean, have you followed directions and coded in your voices and hands? You can't get into the lockers until you do. This room is your home for the first year or so here at the battle school, so get the bunk you want and stay with it. Ordinarily, we let you elect your chief officer and install him in the lower bunk by the door, but apparently that position has been taken. Can't recode the lockers now, so think about whom you want to choose. Dinner in 7 minutes. Follow the lighted dots on the floor. Your color code is red, yellow, yellow. Whenever you're assigned a path to follow, it will be red, yellow, yellow. 3 dots side by side. Go where those lights indicate. What's your color code, boys? Red, yellow, yellow. Very good. My name is Dap. I'm your mom for the next few months." The boys laughed. "Hey, laugh all you like, but keep it in mind. If you get lost in the school, which is quite possible, don't go opening doors. Some of them lead outside." More laughter. Instead, just tell someone that your mom is DAP and they'll call me. Or tell them your color and they'll light up a path for you to get home. If you have a problem, come talk to me. Remember, I'm the only person here who's paid to be nice to you, but not too nice. Give me any lip and I'll break your face, okay? They laughed again. DAP had a room full of friends. Frightened children are so easy to win.